Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of August 21st. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. You know, as I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, we did get a little bit of rain last night, and we might get a little more today. Otherwise, it's looking like warm today, hot Wednesday, then pretty nice for the rest of the week. We got a couple of special events coming up. On August 27th, Hayward Bass Club, the Hayward Area High School Bass Team, and Northwoods Bass Anglers will host their Tom Turner High School Benefit Tourney on the Tiger Cat chain from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Headquarters will be at Black Iron Grill on Highway 77. That's August 27th. The entry fee is $110 per boat. Participation is open to anglers as two-person teams, but an individual may also compete alone as a team. If you'd like more information, go to the Hayward Bass Club website, or you can text Wayne at 405-227-1789. The Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc. welcomes the public to its club meeting on Tuesday, September 5th at Flat Creek Lodge. Admission is free. A business meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. They'll discuss the fall tournament, followed by a general meeting at 7 p.m. with a guest speaker to be announced. Anyone interested in becoming a new member of Muskies, Inc. can purchase a half-price membership at that meeting on September 5th. If you'd like more information, you can call Mike Person. His number is 715-634-4543. On to the fishing report. Muskie anglers are seeing and catching decent numbers of fish. You'll find them on shallow weeds and structure, as well as on deep weed flats. Bucktails, plastics, gliders, rubber baits, such as medusas and bulldogs, and topwaters are all working on muskie. If you want to fish for walleye right now, you need to be patient and persistent. During the day, concentrate on deep basins, weeds, weed lines, rock, and similar structure. In the evening into after dark, they'll move shallower to feed. Some good presentations include walleye suckers on slip bobbers, trolled and drifted crankbaits, and crawlers on jigs, harnesses, bottom bouncers, and Lindy rigs. The northern pike action is good, though it has slowed a little bit. Look for fish in and around shallow to deep weeds, weed edges and flats, bays, and concentrations of baitfish and penfish. Northern suckers, minnows, bucktails, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, chatterbaits, plastics, and topwaters are all working on northern. Go deeper with bigger baits if you're looking for trophy pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good to excellent in shallow shorelines, weeds, weed edges, wood, bays, brush, bulrushes, lily pads, rocks, and docks. Some largemouth are on mid-depth to deeper structure. Baits of choice include walleye suckers, spinner baits, swim baits, chatter baits, crank baits, plastics in various configurations, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing is also very good to excellent. They are on deep weeds and rocks. Some are along sandy shorelines adjacent to deep water, and all move shallower to feed. Take your pick on baits, from jigs to plastics, Ned and drop shot rigs, various Berkeley Powerbait Max Scent baits, or topwaters. Crappies of decent size are apparently challenging anglers to a game of hide and seek, though some are finding the moving schools. They can be suspending over deep basins, as well as holding on deep weed edges, wood, and cribs, or on floating bogs in the evening. Preferred baits include crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs or under bobbers, and beetle spins and small spoons. Bluegill fishing is very good for smaller fish, so-so for bigger bluegills. Fish are around shallow weeds, wood, docks. The larger ones are on deep weed edges and brush. Best baits include leaf worms, crawler chunks, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, fished under bobbers or on drop shot rigs. All right, let's look at some upcoming events. Full moon coming on August 30th. Early teal season, early goose season, and mourning dove season all open September 1st. The 31st annual Excellent Trout Festival runs September 1st through the 3rd. Lake sturgeon hook and line season opens on September 2nd. Bear season opens September 6th. The 24th annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Musky Hunt is September 6th through the 9th. If you'd like more information on that, call 715-462-3874. Early teal season closes just like that on September 9th. It's only open for about a week. Early goose season closes on September 15th, so that's just a two-week season. Your application deadline for hunters to sign with a sponsor for Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt is September 15th. Deer archery crossbow season opens on September 16th, as does turkey season, ruffed grouse, zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow, all September 16th. The regular goose season opens in the northern zone on September 16th. Youth waterfowl hunt opens on September 16th. The Hayward Lions Club Oktoberfest celebration at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds is on September 16th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is a fun benefit for a great organization. Check it out. 40th Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival is also on September 16th. Duck season in the northern zone opens on September 23rd, as does woodcock season. Hayward Fall Festival is on September 23rd. You can get more information by calling the Chamber of Commerce at 715-634-8662. And there's another full moon coming up on September 29th. That's it. If you want to know anything else going on in our area, you can find out at haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. Just click the calendar of events. It's all there. If you have a question for us, call the Chamber line, 715-634-8662, or Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau, 715-634-4801. Well, I got a lot of projects to get done before hunting season starts, so I can't sit here drinking coffee all morning. I hope you have a good week.